Welcome to AM Best Audio.
February, in case you didn't know, it is Earthquake Awareness Month. And in Missouri, the Department of Commerce and Insurance is using the opportunity to caution consumers about some sobering facts when it comes to earthquakes and earthquakes insurance. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today with Joe LaDuc, Director of Insurance Market Regulation for the state of Missouri. Joe, so glad you could join us today.
Well, thank you, John, for having me.
So, Joe, why should people in Missouri be concerned about earthquakes? That's pretty much just a California problem, isn't it?
Well, you're right. When you hear the word earthquake, you don't generally think of Missouri. You do think of California or Washington. But the fact is, Missouri is not the third largest earthquake market in the United States, and that's because of a fairly active fault, the New Madrid Fault, which runs on the southeast side of Missouri from what we call the Boot Hill down there in the bottom east side all the way up to St. Louis and beyond. So there is an extreme concern, and rightfully so, that there will be a major earthquake event in the next few years that could be devastating to the residents of Missouri and the surrounding areas.
So that being the case, how is earthquake insurance take up in the New Madrid Fault Zone?
It's not as good as we'd like it to be. We're very concerned that people don't have a plan, that they're not recognizing the risk that is actually present. And so the take-up rate is low, and in fact, we've done some studies showing that the take-up rate is actually on the decreasing side. So it's important that people understand the risk is there and look into ways to have a financial plan, which may and should probably include earthquake insurance, to make sure that when the event happens, that they have a financial plan for recovery, not only for themselves, but for their community. The more people that have a financial plan, the better the recovery will be for them personally and for the community as a whole.
Any thoughts, Joe, as to why it's low?
I think some of it is consumer education, and a lot of people don't realize that it's not covered by their homeowner's insurance. It's not uncommon for us to hear people say, oh no, well, I have homeowner's insurance, and they don't realize that it is a separate purchase that needs to be made, that they specifically need to ask for it. It's not routinely offered. And of course, there's also the expense of the insurance. While it's, I'm certain, nowhere near as expensive as it would be if, say, you were in California or Washington State, it does represent an added cost to the consumers. And those costs have been increasing over time. And that, you know, is also factoring in, I believe, to the reduced take-up rate for the insurance.
So what do you do to change that then?
Well, we're very concerned about that. We're very concerned about people not knowing about the insurance, and there needs to be a separate purchase, and also for the costs associated with it. So we are doing consumer outreach. February is a big month for us because it is Earthquake Awareness Month. We're doing outreach to try to get the word out, but we're also working with partners throughout the state, insurance companies, our local state emergency management, and others, to help find creative solutions to address the need, including the rising prices and, in some cases, the lack of availability.
Joe, you mentioned you're working with partners. Do you think that there should be some sort of public-private partnership, perhaps?
I think we have sort of that partnership in terms of trying to solve the issues. It's not a consortium in any way that's providing insurance on, you know, sort of a global method, but we are trying to identify what can be done, what innovative solutions we can find to make the insurance available and affordable while still maintaining a competitive market here in Missouri.
So how is the Missouri DCI working with insurers to increase take-up?
We are part of a consortium that's meeting on a monthly basis to talk about the issues, to understand, you know, what's going on in the market, what hesitations there might be for insurers, what's driving the prices, and items like that. And that consortium includes the state emergency management. So it's a broad panel that is hopefully taking in all of the perspectives as we work through these very tough issues.
What do you think ultimately needs to get done to get earthquake insurance take up to where it needs to be in Missouri, Joe?
I think an awful lot more consumer education about the actual risks that are out there, how insurance, the standard homeowners, renters, or condominium insurance does not cover it, and that people have to understand the amount of damage that would transpire if we had a significant event and what that really means in terms of assistance to them. I think we have a large sort of thought process, or not thought process so much as a belief that the consumers believe that the federal government will step in and help them recover. And they don't realize that while that may be true, there may be some federal assistance available and maybe even local charities will step up. In all likelihood, it will not be enough to ensure a recovery. The caps and just the resources that would be stretched in the event of a catastrophic event just won't make that possible for a full recovery. And there needs to be more to a person's financial plan for recovery.
Joe, best of luck with those education plans.
Thank you.
That was Joe LeDuc, Director of Insurance Market Regulation for the state of Missouri. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.